I mean, I think for all the citizens of Maryland and obvious for law enforcement across the state, we are very happy that we are driving the numbers down in the direction that we want to go here in Maryland. You know, if you look back over a 10-year period, you know, we had a high in 2006 of about 651 deaths on the road. And since then, that number has been going in the right direction for, you know, all the way till 2013, where we're hitting record lows that we haven't seen in, you know, since the 60s.
That 2006 figure was a 10-year high that you mentioned, just for clarification purposes.
Absolutely. That was okay. A 10-year high. Last year, we were at 511 deaths on our highway, and again, we're down to 466, which is, again, a number that we haven't seen since the early 60s.
Maryland has passed a number of traffic laws in recent years. One of them, and it gets a little bit of attention, is the distracted driving, making it a primary offense for using a handheld phone or texting device, and that took effect in October. I understand a lot of citations have been issued as a result of that, but what impact has that law had on lowering the number of traffic deaths in Maryland?
You know, I think every driver on the road recognizes that distracted driver in front of them. You know, you're behind the car in front of you. You can tell that they're not watching the road. They're looking down at a cell phone. They're weaving in the lane. You know, they're struggling to keep their car in the lane. And every single one of us recognizes the danger in that. And last month was actually a distracted driving month, where the state police and law enforcement all around the state went out and made sure that we were doing targeted enforcement on people, on drivers, where you know that they're not paying attention to the roadway.
What's the biggest threat on the roads right now, the biggest safety threat, distracted driving? I know for years drunk driving was a serious threat, and I guess it still is, but is distracted driving really the biggest threat on the roads right now?
You know, Rob, I'm not sure we sort of rank one above the other. Distracted driving, obviously, with you know, where we are with cell phones now, it's become such an important issue and one that's really been pushed by the media. But we're still struggling with aggressive driving. Drunk driving is still a problem. So each one of those are target areas for not only the state police but law enforcement across the state, making sure that you know, there is nobody believing that any of the other categories, whether it's aggressive driving or drunk driving, is any less a severe issue on causing problems on our road.
Let me just ask you about another subject. I know today was Fallen Heroes Day at the Maryland State Police Academy. You honored the troopers who died in the line of duty. Your thoughts on that?
Again, you know, we all, when we decided to become law enforcement officers, we all knew the dangers that came with the job. And on a day like today, where we can honor the officers who have really made the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of the citizens of Maryland in the job that they're doing, to honor their families, to honor their memory, is something that, again, we believe at the Maryland State Police probably to be the most important day of the year for us.